on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ladies, it is Sherry Ryan with Perspectives with Sherry, and I wanted to, in light of Sunday being Mother's Day, I wanted to come and give you all a very happy Mother's Day message. Motherhood is an amazing calling on your life. It's an amazing journey. It's an amazing responsibility, and it is the hardest job that you'll ever love. And I always say that. And, you know, I wanted to take some time because this month on Perspectives with Sherry, we are going to be featuring some amazing moms that are going to take us through their journey of motherhood. And we're also going to be doing on next week, we're going to be doing our Dear Younger Self panel. And I'm really excited about that because in light of Mother's Day, and I think about how my mother poured into me and how I poured into my children, I think that with that being said, sometimes we don't pour back into that little girl inside of us, right? I don't believe in living in the past, but I do believe that your past is your best teacher. So some of your wisdom comes from the things that you've been through, overcame, walked through, you know, by God's grace, got through. And Dear Younger Self is a journey back in time. Will you follow me and our panel, which are three amazing women, and be looking on the Facebook site, here on Instagram and TikTok, for some snippets and some bios on the ladies that'll be on the panel. But if you think about it, you take some time and join us by journeying back in time to a time when you face things when you may not have had the wisdom that you have now. And sometimes you reflect and say, well, what would I tell my younger self? We'll be talking about everything from love to your self-worth, your relationships. That includes your love life, your friendships, your family, your spirituality journey, your finances, you know, things that are a part of our lives. But, you know, like Maya Angelou says, when you learn better, you do better, right? But this reflective time is going to be really powerful. So I hope you'll join us. And actually, I hope you'll also join us back in time and think about what would you tell your younger self? And as far as the ladies I'm featuring talking about their journey through motherhood, it's unique stories because, you know, we all have them. You know, we all have something different about our mother story, but it also will resonate with another mom. For me, I have three children and they are all adults. And a mother's job doesn't stop when your children are grown, but the way you mother changes a little bit. You know, I am now more of their advisor. I help guide them when I can, but I know that this is their life. And it took me time to realize that they don't need me in the same way they did when they were little. And, you know, I could seem to fix a lot of their problems. You know, when they had a little boo-boo, you know, you wipe it off and put a Band-Aid on it and kiss it and everything's okay. And life doesn't work that way as your children grow up, or you can think of your own life when you went from child to adult in your relationship with your mother, but you always need your mother. I will be 52 in a couple weeks, and I still very much need mine. And I'm very, very, very grateful for my mother and grateful that she's still with me. So when reflecting on motherhood as a journey, I will say what I think is amazing about it for me was through my children, they have taught me so much. I have learned resilience. I have learned overcoming obstacles. I watched my youngest son. He was a twin, a surviving twin, and he had delays. And as a child, he worked very hard with his physical delays to even walk. And now he is a 26-year-old grown man that is handsome and powerful and an amazing engineer and a loving and, you know, funny, you know, just hilarious young man with a heart of gold. My daughter, she's my oldest. So she was the first child that taught me that, you know, I could love something so much, you know, so unconditionally, and life no longer was just about me. And for me, that saved my life. You know, I had someone else to worry about, someone else to take care of, and it grew me as a person. And then my second child, my middle child, my great debater, he is an amazing person as well. You know, he is someone that has so many natural gifts, but we tend to, you know, go back and forth because we're both big talkers. But what I love about him is he's a great conversationalist and he knows a whole lot about a lot of things, and he's very charming, and he's got a lot going for him. And I've watched him navigate through extreme loss, and it's taught me, which I've experienced my own loss, but watching it through the lens of a mother for their child, when you can't do anything to soften the blow, you can't take away the pain, watching him navigate through one of the biggest losses that he's ever had and come out and find himself again has been so inspiring to me. Watching my daughter grow into this beautiful butterfly of a rock star of the woman that she is. Intellect was always her gift, but there were things she struggled with. And one of those was her self-love and self-worth, and she's found it, and she had to go through a lot of things to realize that she was worth it and that she was enough. And she taught me that even when things look really bleak, that right on the other side, right around the corner, things, as you know it, change. That blessing is waiting for you. And I can go on and on and on. My children are amazing. They are all successful, healthy, thriving, loving, wonderful, wonderful people. And I thank God for all three of them. And, you know, I hope you guys that are mothers, and we're not just talking about biological mothers, we're talking about bonus moms, stepmoms, spiritual moms, mentors. You know, if you've ever poured into someone and nurtured them along the way, you are a mother. And so we celebrate you here at Perspectives at Sherry. And I hope that you take some time, if your mother is still with you, to celebrate her. If you no longer have your mother, I hope you take some time to reflect on the things that she left with you, her legacy, her love. Hold on to those memories, ladies. And those of you that are not mothers, that aspire to be, you know, hold on for the ride. It's a beautiful ride. It's an amazing, amazing journey. And I hope you'll tune in and watch the interviews that we have with the amazing moms that are going to be featured this month, along with our Dear Younger Self panel. I promise you, you won't be sorry. As always, remember to feed your health, build your wealth, and walk in your power. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Bye.